Chapter 44 Specific Light on Gardening.
While we were in Australia, we adopted the plan of digging deep trenches and filling them in with dressing that would create good soil. This we did in the cultivation of tomatoes, oranges, lemons, peaches, and grapes. The man of whom we purchased our peach trees told me that he would be pleased to have me observe the way they were planted. I then asked him to let me show him how it had been represented in the night season that they should be planted. I ordered my hired man to dig a deep cavity in the ground and then put in rich dirt, then stones, then rich dirt. After this, he put in layers of earth and dressing until the hole was filled. I told the nurseryman that I had planted in this way in the rocky soil in America. I invited him to visit me when these fruits should be ripe. He said to me, "You need no lesson from me to teach you how to plant the trees." Our crops were very successful. The peaches were the most beautiful in coloring and the most delicious in flavor of any that I had tasted. We grew the large yellow Crawford and other varieties, grapes, apricots, nectarines, and plums. Letter 350, 1907. The Spraying of Fruit Trees. There are those who say that nothing, not even insects, should be killed. God has not entrusted any such message to his people. It is possible to stretch the command, "Thou shalt not kill," to any limit. But it is not according to sound reasoning to do this. Those who do it have not learned in the school of Christ. This earth has been cursed because of sin, and in these last days vermin of every kind will multiply. These pests must be killed, or they will annoy and torment and even kill us, and destroy the work of our hands and the fruit of our land. In places there are ants, termites, which are entirely destroying the woodwork of houses. Should not these be destroyed? Fruit trees must be sprayed, that the insects which would spoil the fruit may be killed. God has given us a part to act, and this part we must act with faithfulness. Then we can leave the rest with the Lord. God has given no man the message, "Kill not ant or flea or moth." Troublesome and harmful insects and reptiles we must guard against and destroy to preserve ourselves and our possessions from harm. And even if we do our best to exterminate these pests, they will still multiply. Manuscript 70, 1901. Review and Herald, August 31, 1961.